All right, we're going to get started with our media availabilities following Bush Pole Award qualifying today. We are joined by Clint Boyer, driver of the number 14 Rush Truck Center's Mobile Delvac 1 Ford, who will start second in Sunday's race. We will open it up to questions for Clint. We'll start here with Wolfgang, and then go to Bob.
Hi, Clint. Did you make, or your team, any changes between the rounds, the qualification rounds at the car?
Yeah, as a team, we probably didn't make as much as I did as a driver. Finally decided to haul it off in there and have the courage to do so. It's so hard to sit here and explain to somebody what that lap feels like, you know, and the adjustments you have to make. I mean, you have to be committed. You can't just feel it out at that point. But we had two stabs at it, and I knew those weren't good enough. We did free up a little bit. But it was more so me just making sure that I hit my marks. One and two is so difficult since the repave and the kind of the reconfiguration of one and two. For me, it's really hard to figure out where I'm at. And I know that sounds elementary and not very smart, but it's like it's such a wide entrance to that corner. You get off in there with crazy amounts of momentum, and all of a sudden you look over and you see the apex, and it's like, oh, that's too late, you know. And now you got to, you know, pull on the wheel pretty hard and get it that thing yanked down there pretty aggressively. And then, you know, it's not very long at all, and you got to be back to the gas to rip it down and back straightaway. Three and four is way faster. Not much brake at all, if any, and you know, not off the throttle much at all. You just barely crack it and hold the thing wide open. So really, really fast race. I guess I should say a really fast lap after leaving Martinsville, of all places.
We'll go to Bob and then Jessica.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Will you have a similar feeling at all next week at Phoenix, even though the track is the same with the change at where the start-finish line is?
I guess, right. I don't think so because it isn't really a reconfiguration. The only thing that's changed is just, you know, where the rag drops. I think where you'll see that really play out is how the race plays out, how a restart is, how the finish is, things like that, how you know, it comes down to that last lap pass for a position and maybe put yourself in the playoffs or something else. I mean, you just kind of have to make it out of that corner. You don't have to really make it out. You just kind of got to have forward momentum to make it to the you know, cross the line. So that could, in my opinion, bring on some wild things, I would think, over the next few years that we see there.
We'll go to Jessica in the back.
Jessica Rupp with NASCAR.com, your best qualifying position at Texas in your career, and it comes in a weekend where you need a strong run. So how important is this for you and your team for this weekend?
Yeah, you can't ever give up. You know, you leave Martinsville bummed out, you know, dejected. We won in the spring, and that's the thing about this sport is it doesn't matter what you did in the spring. You know, it matters what you showed up with on Friday, how you go through your weekend, how you did in practice, and you know, how you raced that race that weekend. That's the only thing that matters. I think that was a proof, you know, once again, I've about 1,000 times to myself at Martinsville last weekend, that you just can't always expect the same results, you know, doing the same things. I mean, that was literally the same car, same exact everything, and it just didn't produce. We're down and out. You dug ourselves a big hole. But if you look at our playoffs, and it just kind of seems like it's always been that way for me. You know, I don't know. Well, I guess some thick-headed or something. I guess I always have to do it the hard way. You know, we started the playoffs in you know, a good position, I felt like, and roll into Vegas and had trouble, dug ourselves a hole and you know, had trouble. We went to the Roval and dug deep and got ourselves out of that hole, put us into the next round. You go there, a track that we're good at, our go-to track. I mean, my solid go-to track has always been Dover. Wasn't worried about it. I knew that was going to be a good round for us. Was a good round until the end of the race. We had a loose wheel, and that one little mishap sets a stage that we almost didn't get out of that round. Went to Talladega, and, you know, thank God we had four dominant cars and had a great day there, put ourselves right back in it. So just because we had a bad race at Martinsville, I don't think, you know, I'm serious. My head isn't, we're not, it's not doomsday. It's not DEFCON 5. We don't have to just win this race to get in. We've got to take care of business. We can't lose stage points to those guys. We've got to march forward and close that gap. If we can do that this weekend, I'll feel confident going into Phoenix. But obviously the easiest answer to all of that is just to win the damn thing and roll on into the dance.
We'll come up front to Jerry.
Jerry Fraley, Dallas Morning News. Clint, on the line of having four dominant cars, does it mean anything that Stuart Haas has three of the top four tonight and four of the top seven?
Yeah, it means something. It means something to all of us and everybody involved with Stuart Haas Racing. Everybody, that army of people that are back at the shop working tirelessly day in and day out, whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, those people, it's unbelievable, the racers that are within that Stuart Haas camp. It's always been that way. I knew that culture. And I'm not saying other teams aren't racers. I'm just saying I've been about all of them now. And I've never seen a group of just sheer racers. And what I mean by that is when you have downtime, you see them. Their kids racing late models somewhere, or a dirt car somewhere, or they're racing on their weekends. You know, some of their shop guys. I mean, it's amazing how many true diehard, hardcore racers there are at Stuart Haas Racing. And for me, I think that speaks volumes about our performance. And you know, when we do get behind, if we do, they can close that gap in a short amount of time. Their attention to detail and their willingness to work all across the board, from the management to the crew chiefs to the drivers and engineers, everybody involved is willing to work with one another and push one another to be better. I think we've closed the gap drastically, you know, from last year to this year. It was my first year last year, but we really only had one car running good week in and week out. You know, we could have a good run. We'd back it up with a couple bad ones, and we were spraying it all over the place. This year, it's been knocking on the door with all four cars every week.
Do we have any final questions for Clint? All right, Clint, thanks for joining us. Good luck on Sunday.
Let's go get some barbecue.
Sounds like a good plan.